Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news that the club are planning to make a bid for Fulham defender Anthony Robinson. The 23-year-old joined the Cottagers from Wigan last August and made 32 appearances for the club during the 2020-21 campaign. He's still got 3 years left to run his contract at Craven Cottage, but the left-back's future has been called into question after their relegation to the Championship. According to the Mirror, Man City are looking at the United States international as an ideal player to boost their defensive ranks. That could come as Benjamin Mendy is believed to be on his way out of the club. Pep Guardiola has grown frustrated at his lack of game time. He's suffered with real injuries over the last few years, made 73 appearances only in 4 campaigns, having struggled with a number of problems. Restricted to just 13 appearances last season, he's still got 2 years left to run on his contract, but Inter Milan have identified him as a potential signing ahead of the new season, and Man City are open to his departure. It would free up a lot of wages and of course get them a decent fee, meaning that Robinson's deal could come through, while Alexander Zinchenko could fill in at left back, or João Cancelo could switch to that side. Into other news, and into the deal with Harry Kane and director Fabio Paratici of Tottenham. He's determined to keep Harry Kane this summer. He insists it'd be a dream to work alongside the striker who's got 236 goals for Spurs. He said keeping him is not just my goal, it's our goal as a club. And Man City could be in for a boost on the fitness of Ilkay Gundogan. Reports suggest he's considering his international retirement alongside Toni Kroos, who retired last week. The Germany international could move on. He'll be 32 when the 2022 World Cup in Qatar comes around, and it is thought that he's considering his options as he tries to keep himself as fresh as possible for club duties. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.